Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the corner,
second. The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers are your the champions.
By the river
side. Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary tried to drive it clean out over the fence. Out of the corner.
Ready?
Hi. Welcome to the Sligo Podcast. Episode 186. I'm Adrian. I'm here with Ross and Rowan.
Actually, that's not correct.
Hi, our name's Ad. Welcome. Good. Are we okay?
Oh, good, Adrian, yeah.
You were in the capital.
Episode 12.
12 of season 2, is it?
Season 2, yeah.
What is a season? Who knows?
This one could go on for a while yet.
Yeah, there'll be no season 3. our name's Ad. Good weekend, lads.
Yeah, all good, Edo. I was up in the capital there for the weekend.
Capital City.
Yeah.
The Windy Apple.
It's all a bit different up there, isn't it? It's all a bit different.
They walk a little strange up there.
Yeah. But no, I had a good weekend now. Went to the zoo on Saturday, as I mentioned earlier before the show.
Botanical Gardens.
Yes. I was going to go to the Natural History Museum, but it's closed. I actually genuinely wanted to go to that.
Yeah.
Then I took in a lot of sports yesterday. I did 3 sports yesterday. I mentioned pictures of them all. I took in Strand Celtic and Ballinasloe.
The town won the day.
The town won, yeah, but Strand's oldest player was 20 years of age, and they were probably the better team from what
20
I
years of age?
Keane Baskill was the oldest Strand
Jesus
player.
Christ.
And then Banasso actually had a fella. I will talk about it later on.
Yeah, we'll go into that.
Then I went up to the Gulls. I had 5 minutes up at the Gulls.
The Gulls at rugby. Really, the Gulls at rugby for anyone, the third team for anyone listening.
The
Gulls.
CXV, yeah.
And they were an they're an all-inclusive open team, Ross, aren't they?
We're pretty open team.
The winger was in a wheelchair.
May as well have been.
By the time I got up, Ross and Gary Golden were off, so that was me done.
Gary Golden actually packed a bit of a sad when he was taken off. Why am I getting taken off? You took great offence.
Taken off for the goals.
Yeah, and it's rolling subs as well. Like I think it was because Coulter was still on the pitch. He got to go off before Coulter. Yeah, myself, look, a nice weekend off the pitch. I was up in Ballinasloe Friday and Saturday night. Lovely hospitality up in the Sheridan House, but unfortunately off the pitch. A disastrous weekend for Sligo Rugby, which we'll go into later on.
So you went, where was your third test?
Oh, the third was like talking your game name up in the park.
I forgot about that game, yeah.
I'm surprised you knew what happened up there, but as I said to you in the WhatsApp group, I thought the game was at 4:30, so we were taking in the goals. And the boys were taken off, and we were watching it. I noticed Westport had the 3 number 10s playing for a while.
Really?
2 number 20s. I just, what the fuck is going on here?
There was pandemonium in the match. I'll tell you about it later.
But, so I had a quick look at Twitter, and sure, Clara, we're going up. 2:04.
Yeah, we talked about early with the boots on. We said we'll fucking go for it. Pull in there, ref.
I was actually getting Jack Barry shouting on updates from during the Seagulls match about how Calero were going.
Oh, Jack's at the Gulls. Was he at our game?
Don't think he went into your game. He was at St. Pat's in the morning as well. So
I was surprised there was a good crowd there.
There was a nice crowd in on Saturday evening as well. There's Shawnee Carroll, Sligo Chairman, bring the doorbell.
Yeah, ring the doorbell. I'll go get
right,
the doorbell.
We're going to straighten Sean Carroll here, Sligo Chairman, sorry. stumbling. We'll talk about the proposals and the new GA season. So stay tuned. Okay, welcome back. We're joined by Sean Carroll for an interview. He's Sligo GA chairman. Sean, you're very welcome to the podcast. Big fan, I believe.
I am, yeah. First time contributor, long time listener.
Yeah, you're like something in the Ian Dempsey breakfast show. First time texter. Look, Sean, I suppose we had you on because you were the first county chairman to come out during the week, and rightly so, in our estimation, about the proposal B of championship. Big restructure. It's a big move for not even Sligo GA all over. So first of all, what is the reason for Sligo maybe back in Proposal B in your...
Well, we have to have a meeting this week to formally decide on how we are going to vote. I suppose I'm speaking more in a personal capacity at the moment.
Okay, sorry.
but I think there is a strong feeling to support Proposal B. I suppose I'll go into a bit into my background here. I've probably been involved in fixtures for quite a while at county board level.
Yeah.
And I had a particular interest in the task force review and the work that they did. And I think it was a tremendous document that they produced. Some groundbreaking stuff, and you know, as I think I might have referred to earlier, the split season was a proposal that when it was in the document, people thought, okay, that's a bit down the line for us. But COVID came, it got trialed, and you know, everybody realized
it's amazing. Not to interrupt you, but amazing what COVID just solved for the GA completely. Like, it's fantastic. Like, the split season,
I think that's a game changer in terms of like, trying to get fixtures right, At least it gives fixture makers a chance now. I don't think there really was a realistic chance previously. It was just trying to, you know, be the least worst option. But yeah, so I think there was a tremendous amount of good work done in that document. And these two proposals now have probably come out of that. From my point of view, one thing that I keep hearing from players is we want more games. We want to improve the games to train and ratio. We want to play at the best time of the year. You know, lads that I know that are on the panel, they made that point to us, especially a couple of years ago when the Tailteann Cup proposal was on the table.
Yeah.
You know, whether we're the GPA and some players weren't so happy about it because they didn't see that it was giving them enough. But certainly, Proposal B will give extra games. I think probably at a more high profile time of the year, and you know, your fate can be decided by how you play in those games.
Yeah, well, look, for listeners looking and listening, Proposal B is just the National League is the championship, really. And
a league championship,
if you end in, well, Division 1, the top 5, is it? And then 3 and Division 2, and the preliminary quarterfinals. So you need to end top of Division 4, which Sligo are in a minute. But isn't that fantastic, like, that we can aim towards that? No, it's not. Sorry, I'm presumptuous there. Maybe it's not, it mightn't go through yet. We'll get to that point in a minute, but... Imagine, as I was chatting to you actually last week, like imagine 4 games in Marrickwich and even 3 games away from home where we can organise. We'll go down there for the weekend, you know, and that's off the pitch stuff. Isn't it great, like, to have that to look forward to if it goes through?
Yeah, you know, from you know, take it away from the players, the wider, you know, supporters, the people of the county, it's something to look forward to. You know, probably a bit more appetising, although you don't know what weather, but a bit more appetising in the... you know, April, May time than February, March to go down to Wexford or something like that. So
sunny southeast.
I do think it has potential. And I also really think that the, you know, the provincial championships, you know, there's a narrative out there that if they get put into February, March and a round robin that they'll be sort of glorified FBD league. I think that's defeatist. I don't really believe that to be the case. I think there's potential there. You're 6 or 7 months probably without intercounty football, you know, having a Mayo or a Galway coming to Sligo. I think there'd be a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, but there's flaws in everything you do. And I do have a small feeling that the provincials should some way link in an All-Ireland series, right? So if they are played earlier in the year, if you win it, you get some reward. I think that would make it
Yeah, I think there's no perfect proposal. But
I
kind of agree there should be probably
some incentive or reward.
I think I mentioned in my remarks there that I sent off the ball about perhaps a bonus point for winning getting to the provincial final or something like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, could be a deciding thing
big time.
In the league. You know, it would be an extra carrot there.
Probably a bit radical for G. To be honest, a bonus point.
But it's stuff that could be you know, like the present guys at the qualifiers didn't just start as they were. Like, you know, you work on these things as the years go. Yeah. You don't have to just, like, I suppose the provincial championships are locked in for 130 odd years now. But with this thing, you could go year on year, you know?
Yeah, but imagine a point from, just in Mayo Division 1, right? Forget about Sligo and Ashore. Imagine a point for them for winning Connacht. That could be the decision. That could be them being in an All-Ireland quarter final or season over in Division 1. Like, I think, look, that's another down the line.
Yeah, it's not on the table at the moment, but it's something that could get looked at.
Yeah, okay. So you're on the board. So I'll go from a player's point of view. You obviously touched that already. It's fantastic for the players. They want this, don't they?
I really think so. I hadn't spoken to any players recently before I put that out, and it was just a coincidence the GPA came out on the same day. But I had talked to some guys from our club and from...
What club are you from, Sean?
and from other clubs within the county. I think you know yourself, even at club level.
Yeah. Our boys are chatting.
Lads want to play games. Yeah. They're willing to put in the work and the training, but they do want more games out of it.
Yeah. So switch quickly to board level. So from a year point of view, it's more games, yeah, and it's great. But is there a drawback from the Connacht Council that the Premier Challenges might be on the back burner? Like, I know there's been a big assistant in the GA, or I can't think of his name now, McCreevy's the Ulster Council Secretary. He was on Connacht Parks and he was worried about the Ulster Council, I think. So it's like, you're the man, obviously you're in contact with the Connacht Council, so do they have a pushback on that?
I can't speak for them, to be totally honest with you, but I'm getting the vibe that there is some concern out there that the provincial championships will get diluted, perhaps there'll be financial implications. Again, I think that's something that has to be addressed, because provincial councils are massively important to the running of the organisation. They're massively important to Sligo Connacht is. The schools, competitions, coaching and games, there's.
It's probably forgotten about a lot that the Connacht Council are there and do support all these things, like, and we take it for granted as well. Like,
absolutely, yeah. So, you know, that's something, and I think it's a fairly easy fix, you know, it shouldn't be underwritten, really, because I do think that there's potential to promote games a lot more.
Massively, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think in the round that, you know, this is going to be a loser in terms of revenue. I think it has potential to be bigger, and I certainly think that that's something that should be looked after.
Yeah. Look, I think it was 66 games last year, and it's going to be, if the new proposal B comes in, it's 136 or something. Like, that's double the games. It's a no-brainer in terms of...
And probably, again, at a more high-profile time of the year, so, you know, you'd imagine that there is potential for additional revenue not losing, I would say.
So... we're being very presumptuous here, I think, in a way. Like, proposal B might not go through yet. The Congress is the 20th, Saturday 23rd, yeah?
Yes, Saturday 23rd.
You're travelling to that?
Yes, I am indeed.
In Croker.
I'll be back that evening, I think, for... I think
county finals next day. Yeah, county final, yeah.
I think there could be one that evening as well. So,
intermediate, yeah. But I've lost train of thought there. But there's proposal A. Sorry, we've skipped over proposal A first of all. And if that does go through, proposal B doesn't go on the table, does it?
Yeah. So the way I understand the running order is proposal A will come up first.
That's the split to make it 4-8s, four provinces.
Yeah, so the preliminary round to divide teams out to make the four provinces.
So whoever the worst loser gets fucking shipped off to Connacht, isn't it? Kind of tight thing. It is, though.
That's it. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, Sean just told me last week. Like,
so the teams that are ranked, the Ulster teams that are ranked lowest
in the league,
and I think and four Leinster. There's two Ulster and four Leinster, so they play one preliminary game in Ulster and two in Leinster, and or something like that.
Yeah,
it's along those lines. Whoever loses those games
goes to Connacht or Munster.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with that at all. But I do like the link with the league if it does go through. I don't think shipping needs a province because it dilute the province. Like, if Fermanagh win the Connacht Championship, do anything, like, no. It's...
Yeah, you know.
You know.
My I wouldn't be hugely in favour of it. The only advantage I would see is that it would give you a couple of more games.
Possibly, yeah.
You know, as against the status quo. But yeah, I wouldn't be hugely in favour of it myself. I think it's unfair on a team that's probably had a bad league.
Yeah.
And then lose a preliminary game to, you know, to be thrown into a province that they don't want, probably want to be in.
Heller de Connacht, as Cromwell said. But just go, right. Go 6 months down the road, Sligo in second in division, or top of division four, and go to the prelim quarterfinal, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. I think they could probably play in the sixth place team in the
yeah, something like that, isn't it? Something like that. Or like we'll have to figure that out. But it's around a 16 game nerdy in a way. But
yeah.
So if the division trade next year, you'll be happy. Like there can be no complaints. So that will be progress, won't it?
Well, absolutely. Like you know, ooh, seven, no secret.
Sorry, was it that'll mean at least 8 championship games?
It would, of course, yeah. And yeah. You know, if you know, moving up through the leagues is probably what we have to do as a county at the moment. From
point
where
the hurlers.
We have to. Well, you know, you can see what's happened with the hurlers. I think it is actually the hurlers is a really good example because you'll notice that they managed to get success in the more summer end of the competitions.
Yeah,
first
true.
They had the harder time of getting out of the lower leagues actually.
But they were in 4B till this year, wasn't it? Like near or last year, yeah. They were in the lowest league, but they were 3 divisions up in championship. Yeah.
Yeah. So like you know I think that there's a lesson in that they were you know
massively agree with each other. Yeah.
They're well able to get up. It was easier for them to get up in the championship level than it was in the league because the league is a you know probably the time of year it's played at and the very fact that no matter what division you're in,
yeah.
Nobody wants to lose at home.
That was actually that was my next point probably, but was going to go into the hurlers. Like it's you're 100% right. Like they played at the division they deserved to be this year, the Christy Ring.
Yes.
And awfully played at where they deserved to be, Christy Ring, because they went down and their standards maybe slipped a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone's about off his decline, but not off his decline. Sligo's gain, should we know what they've done the last few years. And it was steady, you know, we won a few Nicky Rackards and stuff and it was
yeah,
bit of yo-yoing.
I think our hurling team and management would say, okay, the final score against Offaly didn't look pretty, but the guys competed for
very
well, and they will learn so much
like
from
what,
that game.
What would another 2 years of that do? Even if, look, just say don't go up in Christy Ring next 2 years and don't get down, what will that do at all? They're a young team, like, so yeah, imagine the footballers now can do that.
That's along the lines of the thinking that we...
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And that's the plain simple fact when you go down to the brass tacks, that's what we're at, like.
It seems, without just throwing this in there, but like it seems like the women's game have got a lot of this right. Like, having watched it this year,
it's staring us in the face, really, isn't it?
Meath like, got beat by, 30, 40 points by Cork in 2015. Went down to intermediate, found their level. Won the intermediate last year, and this year they're All-Ireland champions, beating 4 in a row Dubs, I think, was it?
5 in a row, was it? Yeah, whatever it was, but they won the All-Ireland, like, their best team in Ireland at the minute, yeah.
Like, that does look like that it's literally kind of... I know whilst this proposal is a bit different, it is putting you at your level.
It is, and you'll get where you deserve to be.
You still have to diagnose the problems, you still have to fix your own problems, and you still have to work bloody hard to fix your problems. But this structure gives you a chance to progress quicker than perhaps one championship game a year
it's like club football over the country. You're in junior, intermediate, or senior. You're where you need to be.
It seems to be everything but men's football. That
it probably is in a way.
It seems to be every other competition but men's football.
Okay. Yeah. Look, I was just chatting you last week, Sean, and like I think 60% is a big percentage to come true. Like.
Yeah, I'm not used to going to Congress or these, you know, but that's the rule.
You wear a tuxedo. You wear a tuxedo, I believe. You wear a tuxedo. Top hat.
Thanks for the fashion tips. Yeah, great. So it does, but I think the reason for that is that you wouldn't be, you know, changing every year if it was only just 50.1% or whatever. I kind of understand the logic for it. Yeah, it is a good threshold. We'll have to see what happens. And yeah, well, look, I hope Sligo will support it. You know, as I say, fixtures is something I've been involved in. I'm not coming out talking about this because I want to make a name for myself or upset people or anything like that. I just feel passionately that it's the right thing overall, and it's certainly the right thing for Sligo.
There's no hiding that fact, but I thought, and we chatted last week, and when you went off the ball, I was actually delighted. You were dead right, because it is a proposal for Division 4 and 3 teams like you need it, and you were the first man out to say it, because everyone else him and Hahn. And there's a few, maybe the top teams, it mightn't suit as much, okay? I know you probably can't comment on it, but it is a radical change, right? So it's a big step for you to come out and talk, and you have, and fair play to you, like, and that's not blowing smoke up your arse now, but fair play to you, like.
I think I'm in this position to try and do the best for Sligo, and I don't think I'd be doing the best for Sligo if I didn't really push for this, because it's something I think that will give us a chance, you know, if we get other things right, to progress.
Yeah, look, games, you improve at games. There's no other logic. I might switch over for a second to put you on your county board hat for a second. We'll go from Proposal B. I thought the weekend of football in Sligo was fantastic.
Yeah,
and now you're gone from the fixtures now, so I won't give you the credit of putting them all on the same weekend, but I thought it was brilliant.
I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it, as you know.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
It was absolutely fantastic to see such big crowds back in Markovich Park. Attendance has been up across the board
Kent
this
Park
year.
At the junior game, I was at Omer Gales and Michael's. Massive crowd.
Yeah,
it was just brilliant.
You know, great championship games, you know, so tight. I was getting given out to by some people, you know, why weren't the replays? You would have made a few quid more, you know. So. But superb weekend of football. And
Tony was taking notes there, I seen him.
Yeah, McEntee. Yeah, he's an ever present at all the games now this year, in fairness.
I got Newman partner, I think.
Yeah, he's under pressure in his job, all right? Who's the fat guy in the bib over there? No, it's good that him and Joe, all the boys are there. Like, but I met John Saturday at the Curry Tour of Strangan, but I kind of missed the first intermediate game. And that was supposed to be outrageous. But even yesterday's intermediate game, I missed that as well. Malosh and Bunadam was an absolute cracker.
Yeah, very tense finish there.
Yeah.
You know, right to the death. And Malosh probably... feel that they got out of jail. They were trailing for long parts of the game, but they just eventually got back and got over the line at the end.
And then the one that no one was listening to early, penalties on Twitter, everyone's following Tubber and Klein. Like, that must be squeaky bum time. Like I tweeted a few times.
And I believe that during the course of the game in normal time that there were many goal mount incidents. And
I think so, because my reporter in Clanny now is on. No, he did.
Alpaca Park.
But he said it was all. He said it was a great game.
Remember, I tweeted. I go, look, you were on with Tubber during the week. I go, I don't know. And I sent you the scoreline with injury time and Clanny your goal up. And I go, oh. Retract that. Tubber scored a goal.
Yeah, yeah. I think it could be the first penalty shootout in adult football.
In Sligo, yeah. I thought, I was going to ask that question. I think so, yeah. I thought the Fairness East game was going to be. That was close, no?
It was looking that way too, yeah.
That's gas as well. Like, they're playing for the same hurling club. That's brilliant. It's a brilliant weekend. Because when 2 weeks ago the fixtures come out, right, and everything was on. Junior B, everything. It's like, oh. And then the weather warning came in during the week as well.
Yeah, there were a few nervous people in county board level, and especially on the CCC, about grounds and so on and so forth.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
Like, we were in Junior B in Pintura Strand on Friday night, and like, loss was great. It's just great to get out playing football. Like, Ross Donovan pulling stroking ball from centre back for Harris. We're all the same, really, aren't we? Finally, how's the first year in on the throne, I was going to say.
It's been busy. It's been busy. You know, parts of it are tough, but overall, I love it. It's brilliant to be involved. I think, you know, we have a good bit of work to do. There's no denying that. But I think we're getting there bit by bit. It's, you know, as I said about, you know, we have to try and diagnose the problems and then address them and have courage about it and have belief. Like, I think we sometimes set ourselves short in Sligo across the board.
Right.
And, you know, the minors winning this year, I noticed a total different mindset, and it's carried through even to last weekend.
There's some relief that even in Hay Park, wasn't
there? So, the morale of people is very important. And if we can try and just keep it rolling, keep it going, keep people positive, you know, it'll help us to get where we need to get to.
Deep down, you just love Sligo football, don't you?
Well, yeah, I, you know, it's...
That's, you know.
No more than yourselves, like, yeah. You know, I know you nearly all my life since we started playing for Clara Strandhill as kids, you know, it's just kind of an obsession really, isn't it?
And it is.
You just want the best for what you're involved in.
Yeah. Well, you're the right man on board, Shawnee. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Chat to you soon. Thanks, Sean.
Dead on.
And
okay, welcome back. That was a good chat with Sean Kerr, lads. Sligo Jay chairman. Yeah. Informative.
Yeah.
Sean knows the stuff outside Sligo Jay too. We'll go straight into our correspondence, will we? A few bits in,
yeah.
Let's go.
Hello. My name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Murty, you're the man opening envelopes today. Yeah, the post box is full, is it?
Yeah, everything. I was the guy who put out that tweet this morning. Can't figure out how to log back out of this Sligo podcast account, but other than that, things are going well.
You had a bit of a mare, actually, with wrong accounts there over the weekend, didn't you?
Oh, yes. 4 a.m. text.
4 a.m. tweet.
It's good to see you're still in sports mode at the time in the morning, anyways.
That was after a late night in a local establishment, so...
Hey,
which close at 11:30.
Hey, men have been caught out worse with the phones at that time of the night, so...
And how they have.
It was funny that it was the Cardigan account. Yeah. I was talking about a player...
I'd be unbelievable if you said something sensational like off the character.
I woke up that morning to about 8 notifications on Twitter. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? But yeah, I seen... Anyway, correspondence. Right, we start with the first one from... We'll go with Stephen Holmes in with... If any of you won a competition where the prize was a 100 euro gift voucher for any bar or restaurant in Sligo, where would each of you choose?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Jesus, I saw it earlier and I said, I need to think about that. But I never got to think about it.
I look at them too and never think about them.
I'll go for Old McHugh's.
I
go for McHugh's and they put 90 behind the bar and tip across Conway's New Jeans for 10 euro penny sweets.
Joe used to love McHugh's. The chimichangas
are lovely, McHugh's. They were.
Unbelievable.
The food was nice. Chimichangas are nice, yeah.
I love them.
It was just a wrap, like.
What was it, chimichanga?
Yeah, well, like Cajun chicken wrap or something.
Yeah, it's blue cheese on it, was it?
Can I have the chimichanga, please? There was two different types of them.
If you went for lunch at McHugh's, you were staying, like, you were...
I remember I was in
the Saturday shopping.
I remember when I was in the AIB, I went to McHugh's one Monday, quite hungover, and like I knew there was scenes the night before, so I was there with all the older ladies that I was working with, who were lovely, lovely women, sitting down having the meal there. I had the fare anyways.
Lovely, lovely women.
Well, a great man for coming.
So I had the fare anyways, because, you know, I was a bit hazy to memory getting home on the Sunday night, like, and Clive Morris behind the bar winking at me, and I was like, come on, don't be at it, like, you know, so... Just came over to me then at the meal. He was, Ross, here's your shirt and belt from yesterday. You left them here last night. Would you like them back? Just like, cheers, Clive. I'll just take that with me now. Thanks.
No, you were in Australia the night Abby, my first, was born.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And Harry started making paper airplane, no?
That's
another story. like, what's that? Not our, what the fucking Japanese name?
Origami.
Yeah, but like, this was ridiculous. He goes, there's a big, like, Guinness poster on the wall, like, big 4 foot. This fuck goes, get that down, I'll do this now. And like, all right, yeah. And suddenly, 2 minutes later, he had this giant paper.
Swan, big swan.
But it could fly. That's actually one of the last times I was in McHugh's, to be honest. Oh, anyways.
Poignant. Right.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Go on,
McHugh's.
I go McHugh's.
We'll
go with that, yeah.
What about, yeah, I probably split it in five, but that's just me being popular.
Yeah, you love the, you good, a lot of the
lobster rolls.
Right, we'll move on. So, Conor Nally was in. He's got a two-part, and I want to double up with another question. Okay. Anyway, his first part, if you had to convert a 45/penalties, I assume this covers the three sports, slash conversion to save your life. Oh. What Sligo man would you nominate to take it for you? So I suppose that's... Will you take one?
Reliable with the boot, is it?
Reliable with the boot, yeah.
I nearly fucking throw Paul Logan on the 45s the way he was kicking. Drunk left man.
There you go.
He hits the fucking...
He hit to go penalty in soccer too, actually.
Yeah, I'll go Paul Logan, to be honest.
I haven't seen Yann Marin miss a penalty for City or Carby ever.
So. I was going to bring it up to you privately. They get a lot of penalties.
Do.
Now, I suppose they attack more than most
teams.
More
than everybody else.
So I won't. I'm not trying to say.
I said we've had a good few penalties ourselves this year, so okay. It must be just a trait.
Are you saying yeah? So
I've never seen him miss penalties. So.
Right.
Yeah. And he takes a lot of them, as you said. Right.
Just thinking, we've had really, really good kickers, but would be prone to an odd, easy miss. You know, like Ewan Brown has been kicking some serious penalties, but missing a few in front of the posts, to the left of the post. Mark Butler now would have been on the same mold as well. Now, Mark Butler, a kind of secondary school, Mark Butler was a sensational goal kicker, so I'd probably go towards him. But
so teenage Mark Butler.
Teenage Mark Butler for me, yeah. Or else Jack Keegan with the rhythm in.
I'm just a teenage Butler, baby.
He had it all.
Good luck, Stan.
Yeah.
Okay, we
girl on the shoulder.
We have two.
round. Hi, Mark.
Somebody's got a crush on Mark Butler.
Do a segment.
Text me back, Mark, please.
Right, these two questions are kind of related. The second part of Connor's question is also, which member of the Segway podcast would survive the longest in Squid Game? So I haven't seen this.
Me, because I'm a cheat. I'll play fuck. My plan would be, I'd fake dead in the first round and might throw a body. Oh no, though the first round you have to get to the end line.
Yeah, the cheating fella only got so far as well. We got caught out. Was the nice guy.
Actually, you know what? I wouldn't have I would have broke the honeycomb in 2 seconds.
No, 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 no,
no. I would have
no idea
gone.
What you're talking about. Yeah. I just throw this in here because I don't really know what's going on. But Kieran Stafford is in
Big Staff.
He made his return to rugby. Was he there yesterday?
No, we're just going to keep naming
a decoy name.
Yeah, I'm going to keep naming him every week until he plays.
Right. He announced a stag there. We're going to Limerick on a stag on the 19th of November.
Nice. That's the week before the podcast.
We can put a live show, yeah.
Fuck, we better announce, yeah.
So we'll do a live stag recap.
By the way, we have a live show that.
A stag recap, yeah.
Right, so staff is in with long-time listener, first-time tweeter here. I think he has tweeted before, but anyway. A roundabout sport question for you. If the Netflix hit show Squid Game was set in Ireland, Sligo, what games could they play?
Darts. Like, yeah. I brought us up four. Darts. Like, yeah. I know people don't know
darts. Basically, instead of having to do a prank, you die. Like, that's the thing.
Let's quickly run through the rules of darts again for our new listeners.
As many men in the game as you want. Yeah. But 6 darts each, but you take 3 at a time.
You have 2 lives.
2 lives, lowest score.
Yeah. The good thing was
lowest score each time, lose a life.
Yeah.
Until it finished the 2, and then it's the dreaded playoff.
It was a nice scoreboard system as well. Like, you could just mark up your initials
left
on the board.
Just with the left.
Yeah.
Should have left the dartboard. Yeah.
I take it a couple of games at darts.
Dangerous game, though. Dangerous game.
Men died. Resurrected. With the live show, we'll do 1 round of darts.
Yes.
With our guests.
Garrett Kelly versus Declan Baskill.
Loser, but the winner receives a groveling apology.
Kiss my ass.
It's actually Shane Martin who was requesting a pair of wife runs for he's getting married actually the 19th of November.
There you go.
So yeah, Shane got them sorted for you here now. Right, moving on. With the release of this is from Shady McGee. With the release of the new 007 movie, my question is, which of the three would be 007, M and Q? Just to answer this question.
I had a chat with a guy last week because I went in to watch The Sopranos movie and every man's going to Bond. And someone goes, why are you not going to Bond? And I said, why are you not going to Bond? Why are you not going to Bond? Because I know he's not going to die.
Yeah.
And then the next day, someone goes,
Bond is going to be a big spoiler.
Someone goes,
I don't.
I didn't see him. Someone goes,
right, hold on there.
He goes,
I haven't seen
him. Are you going to replace him? He goes,
Before you say anything,
I haven't seen it either.
I just want to say,
if anybody hasn't seen Bond yet, turn off for them.
I haven't seen it.
It's wine.
Fuck off. Yeah, yes! You're I'm delighted. A
bastard,
man. He's a misogynist prick.
He doesn't die.
But it's okay. He's going to be resurrected as a black man. Idris Elba. It's the next Bond.
No, because I could think about it. Sorry.
I
said, I don't want to go with Bond. I've watched Bond for years. And you know he's not going to die. He's going to have a bit of sex and a bit of crime and he's going to have a bit of gambling, a few drinks, and he's going to come out on top. He's going to land the parachute over the ocean at the end of the film. Dead.
I'm just going to say, like,
dead. Brilliant.
There is the big talk to it. Like, Idris Elba is the name that could be the next Bond, but how would they start the movie off? Like, he just comes out trying to explain, like,
Again, we're not giving away too much of the film. I'm sorry about
you
that.
You bastard, actually, but, yeah.
Sorry.
I think it's
just going to have to come back as 007. He's just going to not.
Yeah, just reincarnation.
Bond.
Yeah.
But no, I watched it. I was 3 days on the beer last weekend. And it's a highly emotional.
Crying at it.
They're like Hans Zimmer's on the musical score.
Oh, man.
Tell you what, I was nearly gone in cinema.
Looking forward to that.
Anyway, so what's the question?
Sorry, guys.
Expect me to talk, Bond?
Who be M and who be Q?
I'll be Q. Because, like, I might give you a slipper with a fucking knife poking over it and a cigarette lighter and a slipper too. All inventions, all the crazy inventions I build, I'll come up with them. They might make sense, we'll come up with
them. That's even between me and Ross for 007 and him.
So Ross, you're M.
What's the
she's one looks and one more of them.
Yeah, Judy Dench. Judy Dench.
You're a Bond, weren't you?
By default.
My mom had a beard, did she? Huh? My mom had a beard, did she?
A beard?
A beard, yeah, from Marty Gavir's home. Lovely woman.
There's a follow-up question to that. Which time character should take up the role of James Bond as Daniel Craig?
Bruce Dicey.
Do you remember that sub teacher in Summer Hill for a while that thought he was going to be Bond?
Sorry, we talked about this in the WhatsApp. Yes. We were on about
we might retract him. The Sligo Bond. He was done for fucking...
Oh, no.
Yeah, a bit of shite, like, yeah.
All right.
Not done, but, yeah, question. He was doing... Yeah, I know Roger Barton.
Roger Barton Smith, of course.
So did this guy as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's a danger, this fellow was. Christ. Like, yeah.
Well, dude, let's focus on Roger Barton Smith.
Yeah, let's go back to Roger. Yeah, Roger, you remember Barton Smith went for
it. Yeah, Burke was on to me a couple of weeks ago about him, all right. I thought he was talking about someone completely different.
No, he went for it. Like, he paid a bit of point to do acting lessons, and he was going for Bond auditions, and...
Yeah. Oh, look... yeah, Roger Barton Smith coming in a great Bond. I've seen him many times in the Hawkswell Theatre.
What is he doing these days? Old RBS.
Can't be
able to
guess on the
rectal bowel syndrome.
Actually, yeah, we should have got him in there. Yeah.
And then lastly, that's about it, I think. Oh, Alan Sheeran was in it. We might have to do a quick run up here. The best Rovers 11 of local players to play for them in the last 20, 30 years.
Good question.
Local can be born from Sligo, Leitrim, Mayo. So I suppose you pick your starts. Start off.
I'm throwing Brujo in goals. He's local.
Okay, we go Brujo's in goals. Right. Gavin Dyke centre half with Mackie.
Mackie. I think we're forgetting someone, are we? Dicey and Mackie, maybe, yeah. Right back's actually. What county? Sorry, what counties?
Sligo, Leitrim, Mayo. Well, it depends where we're going to play Raf. We're going to play, I suppose, we're playing Johnny Kenny senior right wing and Johnny Kenny junior up front.
And you putting Johnny Kenny Jr. in already?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Where'd you put Paul McTiernan and so?
Up front with Johnny Kenny Jr.
Where'd you put Glenn Shannon and so?
He'd be in the number 10. Jesus, a lot of good players, actually. Right, we can put Raff in right
O'Grady.
Back.
O'Grady.
He's playing. O'Grady's playing too.
Do you count Alan Cawley?
No, never played for Rovers.
Right, okay. Oh, it's who played for Rovers, sorry.
You'd have to take, yeah. There's a lot of players there.
There is. What about the Bouncer?
Right, with Raff and right back, the two lads centre half, left full.
They're tricky, like, you know, like right full, like Phil Gallagher played a handful of games, and not outstanding. Like, you know, there was fellas who played.
I suppose I'd
probably Johnny Davey even played fucking right back for a fucking.
Johnny Davey was good actually. We put Regan in left full.
Right. Oh, like, sorry, I forgot again with me. Oh, later.
So then we're going to O'Grady. We played three centre midfielders. It might be easier.
Ooh.
So we play O'Grady.
Oh, Liam Kerrigan's a fucking Irish international now.
Fucking is, yeah.
Does he come into the game?
No. He's unlucky. He's very unlucky. O'Grady, Holden. We're going to play Glenn Shannon in the 10 behind McTiernan.
Shannon the hole.
And Johnny Kenny Jr. And we're going to play Johnny Kenny Sr. So we've only one position.
So JK Orr is up front.
JKS is up front. Is
on the wing. Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough.
There's probably players we're forgetting here, yeah.
We're forgetting a few obvious ones.
Yeah, well, we haven't even mentioned Sean Flannery.
Flannery up front as well. Right.
We'll play them all.
I just play, yeah, trades back and go attack and then...
Go attack and then, yeah.
Right. No, we're definitely missing someone obvious. I'm trying to think. McNamara and Dicey, right. There's definitely someone else at the back we're missing. Huey Lowry?
Right, that's a good question. We've named an 11 there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Put the back out after the thought.
Yeah.
Right. What are we going to next? We're here a few hours this stage.
Fatigue is setting in.
We'll go with GAA.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. Chance here for Jesse Sloan. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Okay, bit of GAA local club scene. We obviously already talked to Sean Carroll there. Very interesting. What's your own thoughts, lads, on that proposal B?
I'd be all right. It needs to change.
All aboard, yeah?
Yeah, all aboard. It needs to change. Something needs to change anyway. It's ridiculous.
Roscoe, from you, from an
not, well, which one, which one, which one gets us back earliest for rugby? No, I never apologise to Tony McEntee for stealing all those players there now from the rugby point of view, but right, yeah, no, B, give the boys games there, but
what about your man not liking me? I won't mention his name. Yeah, we're not the podcast isn't liked by
not friends in high places anyways.
And now Tony McEntee's trailing your every move as well.
McEntee said hello to me yesterday, actually, at Chattanooga. Well, he just said hello. And
he called you Brian or something, did he?
One of us had to move out of each other's way, so he's just been polite.
Alpha male,
I was still. When you go and give him that handshake, even a big horse handshake, you lock hands and really squeeze and don't let go for ages.
First best of luck, Tony. Who is this guy?
What the fuck was that? Broke my fucking hand.
what are we on about? when the fixtures, anyways, pros will be, yeah. We talked with Sean, and you probably heard it. You would have heard it earlier in the pod, lads, if you're listening in. If you weren't, we don't really care either. I'll be back, yeah, but a few small issues, but nothing's going to be perfect. So hopefully it goes through. But 60% is a lot. 60% is a lot, sorry. As I've mentioned
it
before.
It used to be 2/3, didn't it?
Did you drop that? Yeah.
Like 2/3 is an awful lot.
That's 66%. 66.6, yeah.
2 and 3, I don't know.
Devil's number. Okay, yeah. But they give comments to Slide Jake, because 2 weeks ago when all the fixtures come out about having the Junior B semi-finals on, the Junior A semi-finals, the Intermediate semi-finals, the Senior semi-finals, and all the relegation thing again, it's like, oh. And the weather was pissing for 2 weeks. I was like, a disaster, but what a weekend of sport!
Yeah, it was great.
You might went through. It was. Yeah, I got so many games in. Like, I even talked on Friday night.
I heard.
Burnley centre forward. The legs are gone for 3 months. You go through the results, well, MRT. What you got?
The big ones, I suppose. So, senior football championship semi final, Clare Strandhill 2-13, from Cliff Ross's point, 8 points.
Yeah,
that sees Clare through to the championship final for the first time since 2019, is it?
Yeah, and look, we're quite content with the runner-up 7 minutes now. We'll do a strand, 6 in a row.
So Tour de Strand are going for 6 in a row, yeah. Yep. And then in the other semi-final, after extra time, Tour de Strand beat Kerry 20 points to 114.
Strange game. I'd leave it half-time, actually. I'd leave it full-time, sorry, for extra time, but there was so much control, and then a shitty goal went through, and then they scored 2 long-range points, and suddenly they were level.
Yeah. I seen your man, the Tour de Strand manager, I heard him, Kevin, basically saying that they
had
a kick to go 7 points
ahead. Yeah, maybe. I was looking at the scores and I was like, oh, that's done and done. Like.
Yeah. In terms of, they seemed the usual Tour de Strand. They seemed very comfortable, and a goal they'd never concede ever in another 20 years, I'd say. Yeah, but, yeah. And then Curry kicked. And Curry were on top at that stage. But
great season for Curry coming up from Intermediate. Anyway, I'd let it probably be.
They won't see it as a great season. They were looking for a final. Like, and But Tour de Strand, and 6-0, yeah, it's on the cards.
Yeah, right. We'll talk more about that before the final.
Not at the rate we're recording episodes.
True. We'll 2 weeks.
Win or lose, we'll not be getting him in the Monday, anyways.
Oh,
Jesus.
We can do a live pod.
I'm in Manchester.
We need to get practice. We haven't talked about that yet.
Sorry.
Later.
Intermediate. Right, so Intermediate in the, what side of the county is that? West, is it?
Where?
East Key.
Clearly the West, yeah. Where has it been?
Sorry, in the West Sligo Derby, St. Farnan's took East Key, or beat East Key by a point. East Key were my tip from the start of the
AET.
After extra time, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Tip for tat.
I did. I tell you, I was at the junior fucking. I was at Omergales and Michael's junior in Kent Park, and then by the time I got to the park, extra time had started, so I was in for the last few minutes. I want the penalties.
I'd say that was rowdy enough, was it? They'd all play underage the whole way up with each other.
Like, no, but they play hurling together.
And they play hurling, that's the one club.
Gas.
But they would be amalgamated pretty much all underage teams, wouldn't it? Basically, in fairness. I just find it mad that they end up playing against each other at senior.
I'll go back to that in a second, there's a matter point beyond that, because, well, I'll go to it now. Enniscrone, St. Pat's won a shield yesterday under 17. So did they skip two clubs to amalgamate? Anyways.
So then in the other intermediate semi-final, the highly touted Grange, who you've been tipping up all year, they just got over the line by a point against
Bunnies. And I believe the Bunnies
were... You didn't get to see any of that, or did you?
I didn't. We were on the way to the park at the time. when we arrived in the game, which was just blown up. But I think that's the sign of champions, I'd say.
Okay. Yeah, but then I was following on.
There were 7 points. It went from 1-3 to 2 points to 1-3 to 11 points or 12 points or something. But now I went 6 points up, and then obviously Grange just picked up scores and the composure to win it. I didn't see it.
Yeah. So
and I called. We still call him Grange. I'll always call him Grange. I don't know why you.
Yeah, yeah. Poor old Clifton as well. Yeah.
Hey. And shout out to all our friends in Maharau.
So Maharau is Milosh, and they're not Drum Clifford.
Yeah, Mullach Moore as well.
Mullach Moore, yeah.
And the Cliffney code, of course.
The Ropers. So anyway. Fuck with the Ropers. So that's intermediate.
Yeah, so what are you calling for that final? Because you won't say anything about your own, except Torchtrainer going for six in a row.
No, I won't. Not even saying Torchtrainer. Yeah, Torchtrainer.
Give me a prediction now for...
Like, it's 2 weeks down the line again, and the weather... I think... No, Milosh.
Yeah, I'm going to go Milosh by three. Raz?
Yeah. Sorry, what's that? Milosh, yeah. Give for the Mullach Moore vote.
You have a caravan out there, don't you?
I do, yeah. Parents do. Yeah. Spent many a lovely summer there.
Sorry, mobile home. Caravan mobile sounds home, yeah, bad.
Caravan club. I was imagining the in-betweeners.
How many did you do that night?
It was
the disco. What was it? Corky's, no?
Okay, yeah, Corky's, yeah, yeah.
I have a good story with that nightclub, actually. No.
Right, so in Junior A, probably might be class as one of the shocks of the weekend. St. Michael's 1-7.
I was at it, yeah.
1-6.
I thought Michael's are very driven now. And there's a few very impressive. Jack Harn, wing back, was brilliant. And a few big men, actually. I thought Omar Gales.
Gary Clancy didn't get off the bench, no?
He's not allowed to talk. No, I don't think he's loud anymore.
But he's in a cheer game, actually.
Huh?
He's in a cheer game.
I know. I was expecting to hear from him. But, yeah, Michaels were well driven. Like, oh my goodness, it's strange to have 15 players and none of them plays well. And not one of them did. And that's not
how
I want to publish it. Apologies in that, not one that did, and Michael's there to win. And deserved to win with 10 points.
So then the other semi final, our tip from the start of the year, St. Pat's, they just got over the line 2-8-2-6 against St. Mary's. Second team, that is.
Look, I talked up Mary's second team a few weeks ago as well.
You did, actually.
They were a good team, but yeah, they won it by two, and that's semi finals for winning, aren't they?
That's you just get your way to the final.
An old saying, and
who's going to take that final?
Pat's.
Pat, we've been tipping Pat's at the start of the year, I think.
Although, I think so.
Michael's, I'm very impressed with that result by Michael's then. Very impressed.
Yeah. No, they were very good yesterday, but Colin McTiernan got straight red now for an elbow. He might be gone, but you know what, yeah, if you send out a semi-final, you get it overturned anyways. He's a lovely fella.
And then,
does happen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
we
yeah.
better mention the relegation game. So as we mentioned with Sean, the first penalty shootout in senior men's competition.
Yeah, and you text me with a hot tip during the week that Tubber were a big price, and I said no, certainly not.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to tell on you, but I was actually putting them in a double with G. Luckily, I was driving back from Dublin yesterday.
I told you not to.
No, you told me not to.
I told the Killarney boys of kicking them surely.
So, and then in the other relegation sites, I find it.
Killarney, Killarney. Alpaca Park, yeah, the Alpaca boys. 5-3 on penals.
I do find it funny how they call the championship relegations as semi-finals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It should be a death game or something.
Yeah.
Or would you take a penal? I was just chatting to the boys and dress.
I just looked at that bet I was telling you about earlier. Now the one, the Tyson Fury.
Oh yeah, sorry. Ross had a bet on during the weekend. G accumulator. With Tyson Fury involved. So what was it, Roscoe?
I had Calera to win, I had Corey to win, I had Tubber Curry to win, so it was bust anyways, but then it was both fighters to go the distance, and a boat to be knocked down, so...
That was a great bet. Well, no, sorry.
It wasn't a fucking, it wasn't far away, like it was about €20 on it, but I got 1,200 back.
Jeez,
so only Tubber a point cost you?
Yeah, no. It went 10 rounds, but like it could have easily, they could have just hugged it out for another two rounds, like, yeah.
So it wasn't. Do you think Fury was watching Tubber Curry again?
He's back on that.
Back to penalties.
Well, that would have been sensational. Like, I was watching the fight going, Jesus, this could be on, because that was the 16-1, like that one, so it wasn't miles away.
Quite an eccentric bet. Now it's quite
it's an exuberant bet, to say the least.
It's like sambucas on a Tuesday morning. It's extravagant, like.
imagine if they went the distance and then Tubber Curry let you down. You'd be absolutely rich.
One of the shortest prices in it. See, I'd never do that. I'd never put a 16-1 shot on a money shot.
But I'd never fucking mix slightly with a world championship boxing game. Anyways, go fight three on penalties. Would you take one?
I in my Gaelic playing days, I think I would have taken one.
Not a chance. I would have put myself for the seventh one.
Without giving too much away, was your practice for you for the final?
No.
No? I wonder what they're out in Tortoise Ram.
Yeah, they are, I believe. I have a drone. Anyways, go on.
But then in the other relegation match, Colliery won by 2 points.
That was the mystery game. No word about it until the final whistle, suppose he went, and Ocean FM, I think, tweeted the score.
And that was that.
Yeah.
Well, I knew they were playing at 12 o'clock, but I seen them on the back.
It's like the last time Colliery's Twitter page tweeted was 2018.
Oh. And, I did look for
and gave us 20 followers.
Right, so... anyway, we've been saying Gieve are going to have a result all season.
Well, I said it. There's a kick in them yet. They'll catch someone. They better catch them next fucking week or they're fucked.
So that's Gieve against. How would you call that one now?
Depends where it is. Is a kick. They lost. Like Tortoise Ram bet in the group. They've lost the other three group games by a point, and only Cardiff by two. So they're there and thereabouts.
That's not quite winning.
No, it'd be wild for Tubber to go down when you look at history type thing.
They were the second favourites for the championship at the start, weren't they?
I believe so, yeah.
With the Buckmakers. People say the Buckmakers aren't often wrong, but they're wrong this year. Anyway.
They're usually wrong with club football.
It is one place you can catch them. So you know more about them. You need to find a sport where you know more than the odds combined here. Certainly club football is it.
Yeah.
So then we'll wrap up the Gaelic with just the Junior B results. Eastern Harps 16, Clara 1-6, and then Kerry 4-10, Tubber 2-2. So that's...
I want to talk about that Tubber-Kerry game. Tubber... versus Curry, I'm sorry. They took your advice, I believe.
They
played it in bacon.
They played it in fucking bacon, yeah. We chuckled to myself when I said it. Play the fucking games of Mayo. More people are going to Mayo.
And the same guy who doesn't like your podcast. Organise it, obviously.
Oh, it's not giving a bit away, is it?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yourself.
Yeah, so they played that in bacon, which, well, I said child's time, so, yeah.
Yeah, pompous ass.
I'd love to know is there a fella out walking his dog on Friday night now
listening to the pod
tipping and watching to this game?
Yeah, well, no, but you want most of the dog near bacon. It's fucking roaring off,
that's where near Ballyhaunts, is it?
No, turn off at Knock. It is near Ballyhaunts that way, yeah, but if you turn off at Knock, it's only about 3 km at the road, so light a candle, say a prayer and head to the game.
Perfect, right.
Intermediate relegation, sorry.
Well, there was, yeah. Harps beat Castle Connor, was it?
Yeah, they're safe, so.
Harps beat Castle Connor and Ballymote beat Tortoise Strand, second team.
Funny one, that one.
Oh, yeah, this is a great stat.
Ballymote's manager was also due to play with Tortoise Strand that day, and the Kelly plays with Tortoise Strand's intermediates.
But it's
Ballymote's manager, so I think you chose Ballymote.
Oh.
Conflict.
They might like that in Tortoise Strand.
But I guarantee he'll play the relegation final. Their season's done. It's free to play. It's fucking brilliant.
So that's Castle Connor and
Tortoise Strand B in the final. That's tight enough.
Yeah,
I could do it with Castle Connor, but Jesus, yeah.
You don't want Castle Connor. Don't want to go to junior. They don't.
No, Jesus, no.
It could be a grim pit down there.
Because that group was quite. They were quite tight in that group. They beat someone at the start.
They weren't too bad. Yeah, the Johns. The Johns. And yeah. Anyways, look, that's around. And again, I want to say, what a weekend of GA. I loved it.
Yeah, I must say, I enjoyed my visit to the park yesterday. No?
Yeah. Although you were half an hour late.
I was.
You had a big match to stop into in Strand Hill, as we did.
Seagulls and the Strand Ballinasloe whole game was tight as well. Sure, a lot of sport in it.
We love it. We love it. Let's go with rugby next, guys, okay?
Okie doke.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fella.
Nick Popplewell.
Has a good son, apparently, now. Ben Popplewell.
Playing
under 20s.
Do you know Nick Popplewell was an extra in Braveheart?
That's lies.
No!
Lies?
No!
Yes.
Go on the computer there. Google it straight away. There, four buttons will do it for you. Go on, seriously.
This would be outrageous if it's the first time you're not full of shite.
I tell a tall tale from time to time, but
Nick Popplewell, former rugby
extra Braveheart.
I swear,
Nick Popplewell, extra Braveheart. I don't know, finding anything there.
Was I swear? All right, we'll find. I'll ring Mel Gibson in the morning.
Just on a quick one before we start.
Yeah.
Derek Wynn, summer hill teacher.
Yeah,
an extra Michael Collins.
Yes, exactly.
Playing the Gaelic
big man. Yeah, Aero Carlo.
Yeah.
He's Clare flag out this morning as well. Didn't put up for the semi final. He thought it was time to do it today. I went by his house on the way here. I take Del Boy. I mean, Popwell was an extra in Brailsford. Anyways,
what are we at the weekend? If any of our listeners can verify that, send in some information.
Was, otherwise, you, I'll ring him.
We can't nick himself.
Yeah. Ask Ben, his son.
What did Gibson do? Was he an anti-Semite or something? Or
was he one of them?
Oh, Gibson, yeah. He went on a big rant, didn't he? Like, giving out about
Scientology headers,
no? No, he wasn't.
No,
he
went on a...
He
went on about a big rant about the Jews in Hollywood.
Ah, Gibson.
Controlling everything.
Loves rugby, though.
Didn't get a gig for a while after it.
Man, loves rugby.
Gibson?
Yeah.
Well, he played second row behind Nick Popwell.
Right.
Right, we'll start with AIL, Roscoe.
AIL, so up
disappointing
and down.
Up north.
Started well. We actually, you know, the game I thought we were going to struggle in was the Wanderers game. We won that game.
I forgot we haven't been on since the fucking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it was a really good performance. Actually, that Wanderers team was something else. Like the size of them, like they looked fully like from 1 to 15, even to all their bench. They looked like international. You know, they looked like professional players.
Big shaggers.
Like, yeah, they were big guys. Like so. They scored early doors. We were under a lot of pressure, like, so I thought it was going to be a long day at the office, but we kept with it, tucked a couple of punches and grew into the game. And we had a lot of debuts, actually. Eddie Coyle, Pedro Bengallo, even though we've been talking about these guys for ages. It's their first AIL game.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so like they played that stupid COVID fucking league last year, you know.
I feel like I know Pedro.
Yeah, Pedro, he's around a long time.
Yeah. He actually, I seen him putting up a thing on his Instagram the other day. He reckons he's the body double for Tyson Fury, so he was quite proud of that being the way forward. But anyways, who else? Owen Ryan came off the bench. Josh Reeves made his AIL debut.
The gaffer.
Guy Coghetto and Stefano made their debuts too. So who scored? Enda Gavin scored early doors. Guy got an intercept. And at the last play of the game, more or less, Philip Carter got in the corner. So denied Wanderers a losing bonus point. So that was a great start to the season. Josh actually getting man of the match on debut. So things are looking pretty good.
Token gesture. So that was last Saturday.
That was last Saturday week. Yeah, so look, that was a really good performance.
So we'll fast forward to two days ago.
Yeah, to Stevenson Park in Dungannon. And unfortunately, things did not go too
fortress.
We were up 10-3 at halftime. I was listening to it on Ocean FM.
Perfect music mix.
Yeah, and with our old friend Graham Dewhurst from the BBC was on the commentary.
Dewhurst.
I did the commentary with him 2 years ago. Unbelievable. Such a pro.
It's a real rugby name, let's be fair about it.
Yeah.
He's a Tory, clearly. Great.
I just remember him when Ryan Feely scored when he was there. He was like, Fahili! Fahili! Yeah. Oh, he was class. He was really good, to be fair.
He was a good guy.
Did they get anyone for co-coms?
No, I don't think they got anyone in the end. I was asked. I don't think there was no one really there.
Must
so
be sick that
do you not get a phone call? No. Yeah.
You'll love the trip up to Dungannon.
I suggested Michael Story, but he obviously didn't do it. So it would have been interesting to see how Michael would have gone.
Dominic.
Should have got Dominic. Dominic was there. But anyways, back to the Dungannon match. We were up 10-3 defeat at halftime. We had about 3 or 4 scoring chances in the first half. Had all the play in the first half. Just in our lineout started to have a few shakes in the second half. We couldn't get the lineout going and lost a lot of territory. And Dungannon got a couple of tries on the turnover, like really quickly, kind of a little bit against the run of play. And then I think just confidence dropped a little bit. And Dungannon ran away with that one. So that was a disappointing one.
Final score, Roscoe?
29-10.
So AL is it home and away this year?
Yeah, it is home and away. Okay, so look, the only thing is, like, what I was just going to say is, all the other teams are beating each other. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be a really, really tight league. Like we
tit
are
for
seventh,
tat. They call it
tit for tat. Like we're seventh place, but like I know it's only 3 games. We would have been second in the league had we got a win there, which we look like we're on course for at half time. But this weekend now we have Malahide coming to Sligo.
Pretty boys.
Yeah, Malahide. Yeah.
Boys.
We'll give them an old Strandhill welcome.
Malahide,
right.
Pretty boys.
Hey,
stay
come for some aubergines. Aubergines? Avocados.
They certainly are the pretty boys. They've got Dominic Day playing for them, who's an ex-Welsh professional player. Currently married to Nadia Ford. From one pop singer in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Her fame.
One of my favourites.
Yeah, so he's playing for them now.
Dominic
Day, yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, we played for the Melbourne Rebels. He was retired. Obviously, you know, he's living in Malahide.
She's quite voluptuous, is she?
Voluptuous, yeah, you can use that word.
It was a Welsh snooker player, Dominic Dale,
isn't it? That's what I think. Is that what I'm thinking of?
He's a smiley fella. He's a bit creepy.
No, you know anything, though? I think of Darren Day, who done kids' TV on a Saturday. Yeah, the Blue Peters.
So, no, you're good. That's it.
You used to introduce Biker Grove on a Saturday.
So that's a big game now. Malahide lost two in a row. They've lost two in a row, yeah. Like they usually would be one of the movers and shakers.
They're usually the money boys.
Yeah, they are, big time. So their mercenaries have all gone. Yeah, I'm not afraid to say it.
So posted on the Malahide dressing room next Saturday.
So both teams coming off a loss, wanting to get a win, get the season back on track. But that'll be the end of the first block of three. We'll have a week off then to recuperate and nurse some tired bodies. Now it's been very attritional these first couple of games back.
Any sport it is.
Yeah. Also, it's been really tough now. Like it's just like, and I'm speaking to managers from all the other teams as well, and it's just been a lot of injuries early doors in the season, which is to be expected after fellas spending the bloody COVID in the gym, getting bigger, not playing games. You know, like there's nothing counts for that intensity. But look, we'll see. We've two nights to train this week, so we'll get a few of those things fixed. It's all fixable things, thankfully. So really looking forward to it now. I think we'll put on a good show this Saturday.
Could we do a stream from?
I think so. We'll see what we can do.
If we talk to Tansy.
Talk to Tano. Yeah.
I'll fucking don the mic.
The club. We'll see.
I think we should. I think we should.
Yeah. Well, if we get
good. Why couldn't we?
No,
not putting a spot here.
Get us a gig now, Ross.
€500.
What else happens?
I want to go out. I'll go with you for a second.
Okay.
So yeah, you missed Sligo's AIL action, but you didn't. You were at AIL action.
I was at AIL action.
You were in Heffernan Park. HP.
Heffernan Park. Yeah.
Ballina
versus Blackrock. So I was.
Two contrasting places.
Yes, very much. Very different. Yeah. It was a strange mix of accents in Heffernan Park. Some outrageous Blackrock voices, just really infuriating. Like, you know, the shouts out of some of them, like...
Well, Royston, what are you doing?
Please, agent, there's a baby upstairs.
Sorry, I forget.
Blackrock were losing by 12 points about 10 minutes to go, and they just... there was actually two very bad forward passes. The referee let go, but that was a draw. It's probably a good result for Sligo, the draw.
Rare seeing rugby a draw.
Well, yeah, it was like 36-36. It was an outrageous game, to be fair.
36?
Yeah, it was high scoring.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, it was wild.
Why'd
like
you go up to that, didn't you?
Yeah, so the bloody poor old. Well, not they're having problems with the goal kicking, so that's probably lost them another couple of points as well. But it was the same Blackrock fella that kicked winners against us. He missed a kick in the last couple of minutes, but. It's, as I said, going to be a very open league this year.
A few pints of cream after?
I had 2 pints in the Cot and Cobble afterwards. Yes, 2 pints of Guinness, yes. Yeah. They were
the Sligo side.
Delicious, yeah. But Hubert was on the bench for the weekend for Connacht. He was called
late call-up, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Kieran Marmion went out, Blade went in, and Hubert was on the bench. So more experience for him again. But just want to say one thing. This new rugby championship. Do you see the crack now with the goal line dropouts?
It's centric, yeah.
See what they're all doing now.
I was watching Leinster on Saturday morning. Well, sorry, it was 1 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah.
See what they're all doing now for these. They're all kind of doing off the... So, you know, there's restarts now from the try line. You know, if you get held up over
the line.
Yeah,
you get your reward early for defending the try line. Yeah.
I don't like that at all. Like, the attacking team should get the reward. But anyways, what they're all doing now is they're jailbreaking it a bit. So you're going for your goal like dropout, okay? So they're putting a kicker in the middle. So wherever it's going, right, they're either passing it to the middle or else the guy's getting in the middle of the pitch and they're going to drop a goal. Yeah. So it's the South African teams are doing
that,
it now.
I did
see
that. They were playing one of the Welsh teams.
The South Africans now are doing now. So they're starting to come back into the competition after getting a few towelings in the first week or two.
I was watching the Leinster Zebra game on Saturday.
Didn't see
on clock. And the first half, they're on the try line twice. And the... It was all Leinster and all their go, and they were held up.
Suddenly
the ball went to fucking zero for a goal and drop.
So for fellas like me, they probably got 80% of my tries from an old fashioned pick and go.
Where are you taking the drop kick from
the try line.
It's like rugby league.
Yeah. I don't like it.
80% of your tries.
I like, I've been
what's
from
80%
one
of
inch.
Two tries.
50. that's one of the rules I don't like, but it's.
But even the ads at half, they're trying to make it jazzy.
Well, then maybe Sligo GAA needs to get Jay-Z into it as well.
Don't. They don't like change, obviously.
Like, imagine putting that proposal forward. Jay-Z!
But did you see the... Yeah, Jay-Z's right. Did you see the team sheet things?
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know, the boys count muscles up.
They're trying to really American footballize it. Yeah.
Very good. You talked yourself.
I did talk myself at the weekend now for the Seagulls.
The mighty Sligo Seagulls.
Yeah, so actually just want to... I have my... this opportunity to get the voice out there. We are looking to take in any players of any sort over the age of 18.
It's some government scheme, is it? Do you get a grant or what is it?
No, you get a few cans in the changing room afterwards. But actually, it was.
You might talk yourself from Parliament before.
He has talked before.
I've talked for three times and I'm fucking injured every time. Some big A from Ballyshannon, like Ballyshannon Rugby Club. No offense, they shouldn't have a rugby team. He fell on me. I shouldn't have picked the knock on now. I was too honest.
But basically, the shout out there is to any of our listeners, if you have any interest in having a go, come and have a go at this. It's the lowest league in Connacht. It's a safe place for everybody, except for Adrian, who's got three injuries.
It's not a safe place at all. Like.
Just better his competition.
It's not. Like, it's a danger because the refs don't know what they're at.
Oh, the ref was horrendous.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's, you're better off starting at fucking AL because at least you'd be duty of care.
Yeah, so I Gary O'Hare had a good few pints on a Saturday night. And he was very cranky. Hungover and cranky, Gary turned up to the game and he had a right go at the referee now.
Local pint man, Gary O'Hare.
Gary O'Hare, yeah. He was cranky.
Oh, Gary O'Hare or Gary Golden?
Gary O'Hare. Oh, Gary O'Hare. Golden was... Gary O'Hare was probably...
O'Hare to go at the ref?
Oh, he was terrible now, yeah. So I went off. I was captain, right? And I went off and Gary took over as captain. Like, come on, referee goes, here, you go back captain again. I can't be dealing with that rehab. Like, the referee was a metre away from him. Okay. Yeah, things didn't go well there.
Wow. Yeah.
But look,
wait, the ref.
We got a towel in anyways. Lost 45-12. But look, it was a bit of crack. It's a lot of fellas hadn't...
You named a fake team and all, didn't you? Like,
there was a few names in the bench. There's no
need to name a Seagulls team before the game. Like,
no, it was a squad. It wasn't a team.
Okay.
And I was just trying to do that to try and get people to commit. Yeah, the name was on the sheet. They're like, fuck it, I better turn up.
There's one, a good friend of mine in Dublin who hasn't played in about 10 years.
But he is kind of getting turned around to it. So I put money down. We'll see Stafford talk
out. You've tickled his willy to get him back in.
We've tickled him.
He played before the wedding now, did he?
Right.
Stag's the 9th of November.
Sorry, back again. So anyways, Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock. Come out there if you've never played
such
before.
We worked a fuck.
Yeah. I'm waiting now when this clear team.
I go out if I can. No,
when this clear team.
Because Murphy's been on the plane.
Yeah,
like,
I want to get them boys back. Yeah, after the season.
No, let them play with Strand Celtic.
To be warned.
No, not playing rugby. They're not playing rugby. I'm guy dying. So
you're not their handler now.
No, I'm gone is
stroking ball.
Time. I don't know shite, but they're not playing Seagulls rugby. Like it's a danger. Like
Seagulls.
Like what is a seagull? Like the worst bird of all.
Devil, that's it. That's the mantra for us. Like, you know, we're a shitty little seabird.
Fucking the gooses would be a better name. Anyways,
so that's the crack.
Right. When is the next league?
I think we're playing Ballinrobe seconds in a couple.
How do Ballinrobe have a seconds rugby team?
So this is the big one. Now the only
so they play in the middle of the race course.
What we're trying to do now we're trying to get all these Seagulls games on Friday and Saturday nights. So
it's a social thing.
It's a social. You get a ball and then you get a bit of a pint or two. So look, we're going to try and make it a fun environment. So
fun,
new people right? come out, old people come out, people haven't played in years come out.
What about your...
Kieran Stafford, come out.
Big staff. Your PRO tweeting all the GA clubs who lost last weekend.
Oh, that wasn't me now, but...
Tagging everyone in it, like...
Just
hey. Hard luck, guys. But
hey, guys, just got a tweet there. Anyways, that's rugby.
I love the goals. Okay.
Yeah, done.
Done. Right, we'll come back with our junior soccer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Inglesine! Murty.
Yeah, Adrian.
We're going to start with SRSE Sligo Rovers. Yeah. It's been 2 weeks since been only one game done now, but...
Only one game, yeah. Things turned a little...
Do I feel a lull in the season a wee bit? Yeah. 1-0 Waterford at home, my news.
1-0 Waterford at home, yeah. There was a real chance there to cement third place with both Derry and Bowes last that weekend.
Does anyone want third place?
It doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like it. Derry are after getting loads of money, and they'd probably be my favourites right at the minute. But, yeah, look, it's very frustrating now. You can feel the fans are getting frustrated. I listened to the lads on the Supporters Trust podcast.
Of course, yeah.
And I can feel their frustration. You know, they're generally pretty positive, but you could feel their frustration come through on the microphone.
Yeah.
1-0 up, home to Waterford, you know.
And in control.
Totally in control, yeah. Well, yeah, just it didn't show up again in the second half. You know, it's a worrying trend now. Just very late with changes. The few changes that were made didn't seem like the right ones. He took Johnny.
I've seen a few, I was going to say about Johnny Kenny, and people saying there's obvious changes that weren't made, and then the changes were made were just the exact same.
It seemed that way. And then, you know, if you're chasing, like, basically because, well, before the Longford game was called off last weekend, we had two winnable home games that could have wrapped up what you would think would be third place if we'd won the two of them. Now, you've drawn one. And the other one's called off, and it's not going to be on for a couple of weeks, I think. So,
right.
All of a sudden, we're facing the Shams this Friday, and it seems like it's going to be very true. They're in a great run.
But also, you could be playing Waterford, a Longford team, fighting for their fucking lives.
Yeah, but they're pretty much going well.
I know, but
in fairness, they've had a couple of right results in the last couple of weeks, but yeah, it's just frustrating. Like, it shouldn't even be a worry at this stage. Like, fair enough, we weren't going to win the league.
I'm
going to
play devil's advocate, is that the word?
That's it.
Like, I toss back to the same last season. Sligo was third in the league, and people are giving out.
I know, but we had fourth last year.
But I also believe they could be within about 4 points of Shams. They could be close to them, like.
Yeah, and like any time they drop points, even this bad run, except for that Dundalk Cameron, they've only ever lost by a goal.
Yeah.
But then at the start of the season, they weren't really winning games by a goal. They never really hammered anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Whereas there must be some sort of middle ground of. They were probably punching above their weight at the start of the season.
It's a strange league.
It is. It's very. There's nothing in it. I just don't think Shams, with the money that they have and the squad that they have, they're that a little bit better than everyone.
But I was even watching Shams and Dog the other night, and
Shams aren't great. You know?
No, it was just a dead out game, like yeah. As well. I know there's bits going, but it's very strange. Like, I don't know what it is. There's something just not adding up, and Rovers are third, so. It's, not suddenly, but Rovers are still second and third.
Yeah. I just think that there's nothing between second and ninth. There's literally nothing.
No, there isn't. And look, that's a good thing as well.
Yeah. I suppose, like the fact, I think I said it before, it's a 10-team league, you know.
Yeah.
If you take the top 10 in the Premiership and put them together.
Yeah. It's you know, it's familiarity as well. You know, it's been so well.
Everybody four times. It does, and it does. Like, look, it's still there for Rovers.
But can we go into what the cup means, though?
Yeah, so basically, in the cup draw was Bowes, Dundalk, and Pats and Waterford.
Right.
So probably ideally, what we're looking to happen is that Pats and Bowes end up in the final.
Yeah.
So if Bowes were to overtake us now, this is just as
guaranteed. And one of them in second.
Or fourth third, guarantees. Or yeah. Okay. Fourth guarantee. So if Bowes were to overtake us win the cup, fourth to guarantee it. Same with Pats.
Dundalk will win the cup, I bet you.
Probably will. Yeah. You just know that probably.
No, it's such a draw. And it was a bit of, just to wait for over for a second, a bit of controversy over the two games on the same time on the same weekend.
Yeah, in fairness, like, there's been such a backlog of fixtures because there were games called off of COVID and the teams did quite well in Europe, actually, except for Rovers. But they had to play the two of them on the Friday night. Now, look, I thought they could play one of them on Saturday.
Maybe. And it used to be Friday, Sunday.
It used to be Friday, Sunday. But they had no people, room with refixed fixtures.
Yeah. People were tweeting RTE, like, it's the FA's call.
Some fella tweeting, giving out about it, saying, oh, I'd have to play one and five in one quarter day. Can't play at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Five?
Sure, nobody. All
right, yeah, yeah. Played in the factory down there.
So I think in the end, they probably had to play them. I thought they could have maybe looked at maybe early Saturday, but that's the only other option I could see anyway. So
we want.
But anyway, it doesn't bother us.
No, I know that, but it actually does kind of.
And
the way we're playing, like. It.
Yeah. Well, like you're looking at, you're probably still looking. Like it's still funny. There's eight games to go. I can't remember the exact figure, but like three or four wins will do it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like if you beat Longford, you're pretty targeting three other games to win.
Yeah.
You know, don't lose to Derry, don't lose to Bowes, and you should probably still finish third.
Are you going to tell this Friday?
I'm working late.
This Friday? Yeah. This Friday, it is, yeah.
Work till 5 o'clock on Friday, so I probably won't get there. To work till after 5 on Friday.
So, look, the Point Derby, fantastic.
Like, Point Derby, yeah. Anything out of Derby.
And then
hopefully they may have taken.
And then, as you say, you only about six... Pick up a few points still on the way.
Yeah, it's just win a couple of games on. Like the matches against Derry and Bowes are just going to be crucial.
We might get to this in a few weeks' time, like. But what is the next step for Rovers?
Well, I suppose if you had,
you know what I mean, there'll be two Europeans in a row, right? Europeans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the next step, I suppose, is push on and win something.
Yeah.
Like,
but what standard of player? Like, look at Johnny. And I'm more, and then Liam Kerrigan, even. I know he's not by Rovers playing in the under 21.
Apparently, everybody's after Liam Kerrigan.
Yeah, there's talks about England, suppose, and blah, blah. But, anyways.
I suppose you would have said in the summer that if we didn't win the league this year, you'd be looking to win it next year. But I think with the way the season has gone, like we seem to be far off. And again, I think there's a good squad there.
There is, Jesus Christ, but.
I suppose.
Is there football smart? I don't mean dirt, but the little bit that gets you to win a game, like. Well, I know Bulger has it now, but.
Yeah, and he's probably missed it. Again, a lot of this has coincided with him missing a lot of games.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And it does probably looking at a couple more experienced League of Ireland players. Yeah.
Look at the Cork Cup game.
Yeah.
Naive,
totally naive. And it's just this run is just, it seems to be one thing on top of the other.
Mm.
Now, I still think, I don't know, there's been a lot of questions asked about the manager in the last couple of weeks.
I know, and look, I know you're different.
Probably haven't questioned him. Just some of his changes I would question, but he's still on my back anyway. But I know a lot of people are losing patience with him, especially if we don't qualify for Europe, it will be a disaster. It'll set us back so far with Derry getting their cash injection, just in the way of Shannon. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to Dundalk, but like we've got to be primed there to be in the big three or four for the next. You know, 5 to 10 years, it's just constant qualifying for Europe is the key.
My backing is. Right. Junior soccer. Festival of football again.
So we were back.
Connacht Cup and
There was Junior Cup the first week back after
Last scored. I was at Mervyn and Strand.
Oh, yeah,
in,
that was a league game.
7-5,
yeah.
It sounded ridiculous stuff. But those guys inside, you know, tops on, those hailstorms, it was wild stuff. Good. It was just junior football. Brilliant. I loved it.
It was, yeah, because that was, yeah, most teams were playing Junior Cup that week, but Strand didn't play.
That was a league game, yeah.
Yeah, that was a league game. I might just run through the results and just a quick glance at the tables. I know you'll do a few predictions.
I will, yeah, of course.
So, on the night, Saturday, what am I reading it today for? On Saturday night, Carter United beat Cliffany 3-0 in Sherry Park. That made it 5 wins from 5. On Sunday, Arrow Harps and Manor drew 4-4. That sounded like a classic. Our Hearts were 4-1 up at 10 minutes ago. Manor came back and drew 4-4.
Boys in the B Park played ball.
And then out in Tubber, MCR won 5-4. Again, I think MCR were 5-1 up there and it went back to 5-4. Carberry beat Ballaterra 6-0 up on the hill. And Aughna beat Ballymote 6-2. So that was the Super League results this weekend. In the Premier League, Chaffu had a big win away, 3-2 away to Carrick. Great to see.
We got tagged in a tweet over that.
Yeah. They know it. Killarney beat Gertrude 3-2. And then St. John's and Glenview played out a great game at Sherry Park yesterday morning and finished 4-4.
You watching that? I sent in a screenshot to you there.
Yeah. Also in the Premier League, Drumahair won 1-0 against Ballygawley. Drumahair won 1-0 against Ben Bulbin. Ballygawley and Valley Rovers finished 2-2.
That's a derby. Ballygawley Derby, Ballygawley Valley,
with the drummer. Wow. That's right, yeah, I didn't think about that. And then in
the East Sligo Derby.
The game I seen was the game I seen was Strand in
Junior Connor Cup.
They were very unlucky. That was Junior Cup.
Bannisloe,
I think won the Connor Cup as recently as 2016.
Really?
Now, it didn't look like a team like that yesterday. Strand really put it up, and we're probably a better team.
Awful town. I fucking hate it.
Bannisloe.
Ah.
Don't
get me started on it now. There's a hospital there as well. Big place now.
Yeah, awful. Funny towns.
Not a fan of it.
I don't know where they are, Roscommon or Galway.
No hospital near Athlone, I remember from my college days. One of the lads in Ragri slipped and had a bad fall and I had to go to Ballinasloe.
You know what? Yeah.
No, there's definitely a hospital down, is there?
Well, right? Anyways, remember I called up to you in Athlone?
Yes.
Circa 2004, 2005. But I went the back road again. Remember I got a bus to Longford and there's a place between Longford and Athlone called Tang.
Did you embellish stuff?
Yeah, yeah. T-A-N-G. What? Tang. Tang. Anyways, how are Tang getting on the Longford League? Tang.
So we just run through the table. I suppose things were five games in. We're starting to shape up a bit. So
who can beat Cartron?
Who can beat Carbery? I think is what you're trying to say there. So Carbery are top in the Super League, maximum 5 wins from 5, plus 23 goal differences, which is pretty impressive.
Who was?
Carbery.
Oh, Carbery.
Then we are in second place, also with 5 wins from 5, but our goal difference is plus 13. Strand right. Then are in third place on 10 points. MCO are in fourth on 9. And then Manor are 5th on 7.
Oh, Strand third.
And then down in the bottom, you have Merville are bottom on 1 point, Ballastadere on 3, and Tubber on 3 points.
Who's conceded the least goals, yourself or Carbery?
Carbery have conceded only 2 goals in 5 games. They've scored 25.
I'm conflicted, lads.
Yeah.
I won a cup medal with Carbery. And I had the best times of my life with Cartron. I had great times with Keith Rovers. I also played for Ballygally. I was with Clare Rovers and Strand Celtic.
Ballygally's a great one now. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Journeyman, junior league player. Yeah, it was danger time now. I was on danger money then.
Danger money.
Anyways, no, but like, look. Okay, 5 from 5. Not talk shy to you, Chief.
Sorry?
Not talk shy. You're 5 from 5.
5 from 5,
you
yeah.
must be getting tingly feeling.
I don't want to be getting tingly feeling just yet. It's very early.
It's only 18 game season, though.
True. That means there's only 13 games after, right? There's 12 teams in it. 22 game season.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's very early days. Sure. You can't. I suppose we can't do more than have 1-5 yeah. wins out of 5.
I'm going to preempt you now for a second. Nice one next week. I can't wait for it, actually.
The June Cup match. Yeah, yeah. Look, it should be...
Up the hill?
It's up the hill at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Big crowd, Dad.
I'd say it will be a big crowd. In fairness, it should be a good game. It's probably, I don't know. Sorry, I'm just, I have something in my throat there.
Oh, Jesus.
My without, it might be good the fact that we're meeting in the cup before meeting in the league.
Yeah?
Do you know, just, now, in fairness, we're very familiar with each other. We played a lot in the last year.
Learn more
years,
about them, yeah.
But I think, like, I suppose, I still think, like, Manor, MCO, or Strand, they'll still have a lot to say in this race. I don't see us both, like, it's hard to see us winning all our games, so I don't see it happening myself. Yeah. So,
well, it's not often Carbery slip. It's hard not to be to bollocks, but
yeah, yeah.
It's not often they drop 5 or 10 points. They so
yeah, you do have to, like, it's just it is hard to keep up going out.
You
when
need to win
game.
Your games.
Anyways. They're a great team, like, there, and like I know when we lost them in the cup final there, like. They drive us on to be better. Do you know what I mean? That's why we train on Tuesday and Thursday.
The Tour de Strand of junior soccer.
They really are.
Do you want to go through the fixtures, so? Or what are you going next? Top scorers? Are you a frog in your throat, or what's wrong with you?
Drop water.
Right. Ross.
No, I just want to mention the Premier League, you know. It's very intriguingly.
Well, John's are my tip.
John's are top on 11 points. Now, they have a game more played than Corey in second on 10 points.
Actually, yeah, if you have Corey as well.
And Clanny then in third on 9
Feed
points.
Feed it to him, Ross.
Drumahair have made a great start to life in the Premier League.
DFC, yeah.
So they have 9 points as well from 5 games. And then Glenview have 8 points from 5. So that's actually shaping up. Like, that's going to be a very tight.
Bouncer was up front for Glenview yesterday. Gino?
Yeah, so I wasn't there. A couple of lads were at the game. So that was a great
I've seen
game.
A few photos, yeah.
4-all, Inc. Had a bit of everything. That's the sort of thing you want with 2 town teams playing. And
yeah.
So
spice.
So what we'll do, we'll go through. You want to make a few predictions again, I think?
Yeah, I've been accurate all so
yeah,
far.
Yeah,
so.
Hold on, I get this water in me. I get these fixtures up.
You okay, Ron?
I'm right. You talk away there for a second, will you?
Hi, Ross.
We're getting some nice feedback on your predictions, were you? Yeah, I just got them all accurate, like, so. just had to go with it. But I'd study them, you know. Look, due diligence is the word, Ross. Let's go.
Right, I've got that frog in my throat. Thanks for that glass of water, Ross.
You're welcome, mate.
Right. So we'll start with the Junior Cup games. So you've got Premier League. This is round two of the Junior Cup. You've got Premier League, Ballymote Celtic taking on Super League Manor.
Look, Cup football.
Sorry, Ballymote Super League. I keep doing this. The teams are in the Super League. Right.
Also, look, Cup football. The boys in the B Park don't travel well. I know for a fact, four of them have car sickness. 2-1 Ballymote.
2-1, oh, that'll be a shock now.
Yeah. No, for the Waterford Park. Get out. 2-1 Ballymote.
2-1 Ballymote. Right, and then the game we were just talking about, Carbery and Carter up the hill at 11 o'clock.
Hard to see past Carbery there. 3-0 Carbery.
3-0 Carbery, fair enough. the 2 o'clock kickoffs. You've got Glenview playing Ross Gommanley, Clinthage United. They're in the top league.
We drank there before. We played them with the Quayside.
Oh,
we turned the... No.
In Cartron, no.
No, Quayside, we turned on the Christmas lights. There's an official... That's a good story, actually. We're all playing up there in the Connacht Cup as well. And it's like, well, must have been third round, so another week extra. And they were due a Christmas light turn on that evening. But we went to the local pub and Trebellew flicked the switch and turned them all on before Santa Claus arrived. And Keith and Rovers were left for out Chris, but Clifford 2-0.
And then MCOR are at home to Boyle Celtic. That'll be an intriguing game now.
Boyle Coach Road. Boyle Celtic?
Yeah, I think it's one of the...
Oh, sorry. It's FA Cup.
Yeah, it's one of the first times I think Boyle have been back in.
And they're dying to get back. They want to get back into it. We've shot a few men. And a great fundraiser went on there. And
the house one with the GA club, was it?
No, the car.
Car, sorry.
Yeah. Good bunch of lads. Mail Coach Road won't take no prisoners. One each and MCOR on penalties.
MCOR on penalties, well, yeah. I might try and get that game after our own game. And then out in Clanny, you've got the Clanny United representing the Premier League in Sligo Leitrim against Ballydrain from the Mayo Super League.
Ballydrain. Just trying a few lads in Ballydrain recently. 1-0 Ballydrain.
And to end the Premier League, on Saturday night, we have Ben Bulbin hosting Chaffin.
Look, the boys from Yates country against the... My beloved Chaffers, only one result there, 2-0 Chaffin. Hughie Marin is on form.
Yeah, he is actually. Yeah. I think he's top scorer in the league. That's a 7:15 in McSherry Park. Might go for a look to see Chaffin actually, if I'm not doing anything on Saturday night.
Bulbin and Chaffin's in McSherry Park?
Yeah, and Bulbin and playing their games earlier. Okay. It's getting done up. And then on Sunday morning, just last game, Super League, Premier League, 11 o'clock, Strand Celtic against Anna.
Harps are finished. Eastern Harps are finished.
Yeah. Clare aren't, as we know.
Well, but still, look, I'll go 2-2.
2-2.
Yeah, and I want to, is that the last one? There's one more. I want to make a point. I believe last week I said Real Tubber and Killarney was men against boys, and Killarney won, and they sent a few tweets out.
Oh.
But I was told after the game, they go, oh, men against boys, the boys won. But 12 of their Tubber team were working at the Old Fair Day in Tubbercurry the night before, so they couldn't make the game. So they actually sent the boys out. So that's why Killarney fucking won the game. So get out.
Get out.
Up Real Tubber. Right, we'll wrap up a week.
That fair always comes first. Fair is fair.
Old Fair Day, yeah.
Fair is fair.
It's one of the greatest days in the town. Okay, lads. Very enjoyable.
I enjoyed that show, yeah.
Should I talk?
Yeah,
good hour and a half, I'd say, around.
It's like the old school days, we're here till all hours.
Need to mention our live show. What an uptick in tickets. 80% tickets gone. That's nuts, lads.
And when they're gone, I think. We better.
Oh, they're gone. No, there is a cap,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. So,
because people have been saying to me, oh, like, surely we get a ticket, but.
No, you won't. No. Oh, fuck no.
Oh, no.
So if you want to go to our live show,
buy the ticket.
And I, a lot of people are asking what a live show is, so it's going to be a panel show. So we'll do our rugby and soccer thing with guests, and then our correspondence from the crowd. That could be asking for trouble, but look, it's going to be...
Potentially a live darts game.
Yeah, potentially darts, and it's going to be
what town
you
hall.
It's going to be what you hear in the town hall, hopefully, with Gino and McSharry, but we'll see. Look, it's what you hear, so if you like the show... Buy the tickets.
Should be enjoyable with a few pints in as well.
Yeah.
You'd like to have a pint.
Kick off the Christmas season.
Even if it's shit, it's going to be good.
Yeah. you can laugh at us. Yeah, tank horribly.
By the time things, they're going to announce tomorrow that that's a bank holiday weekend. So
it is bank holiday weekend.
Has it been confirmed?
Well, that as well. No, the week four is bank holiday weekend.
No, it's that weekend. It's the weekend we're on about.
No, the
week four is Kieran Stafford's tag.
Okay.
No, the week four is the... Sorry, November. I'm thinking of October. Yeah, sorry.
No, no,
sorry.
The new bank holiday.
Okay, the new bank. Oh, sorry.
Nice new bank holiday.
I'm embarrassed.
Sensational.
So Saturday night, 27th.
In
Tops.
Yeah. 7 till 9 Montes,
or whatever.
Like
all my ties. Be there and be square. Anything else that was good?
No, I think that's us wrapped up.
When will we be back? We might have a live show from Clare House on Monday. The <23rd>. Good night.
Good luck.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the corner, second.
The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers are the champions.
By the river side, it can match the tide as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary Bride and the Bride is clean out over the fence. Out in the field of corn,
in the bookie shop, I don't need...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.